Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emerton of the Paulus Fathers. We all need a little wiggle room. Something happened this morning, and as many people know, I love to chat up people who are walking in front of our church up California or up and down Grant Street. And a young couple was coming down the hill, and I said hello to them, and I asked, as I often do, "Are you visiting?" And they said, "No. We're right from here. We live just up the block a ways." I said, "Great," and I asked them if they had ever been inside our church building, and they said no, so I invited them in because it is an historical building, and we've got some nice photographs of the 1906 earthquake and fire. And so the conversation went very well. I asked them what they were doing, and they were saying they were on the way to the gym. I then asked their names, and the young man said, "My name is Dang." And I said, "What, Dang?" And he said, "Yes, I'm Vietnamese." And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I've got macular degeneration. I didn't realize you were a foreigner." I should have ended the conversation right there. He had every reason to be insulted, though he was not. People who know me know that I don't have a prejudiced bone in my body, and after all, I do live in Chinatown. I'm very sensitive, especially in these times with such hatred being expressed against the Chinese people. But the mistake was made, and it's hard to back out of something like that. Thankfully, they were very friendly about the whole thing and passed it off. But it could have gone another way, and maybe rightfully so. But the problem is, there's no wiggle room in our society, certainly in our politics right now, and oftentimes in our church. There's just no wiggle room. Everything has to be exactly as it's supposed to be and nothing else. And it's very difficult living within the confines of this very strict structure that we seem to have created around ourselves. If I was a politician, I'd probably be banned for life from political office for saying something very similar to what I said to this young couple. But even in our everyday lives, there are so many situations where not being able to have some wiggle room, both for ourselves and for others, that it creates conflict where there really should be no conflict whatever. Mistakes happen. Misspellings and misspeech often happen, and it's not the end of the world. One thing that having macular degeneration has taught me and continues to teach me is that I can't see a lot of the things that other people see and take just as ordinary things of everyday life. Sometimes I don't see what others see. And the same thing goes with our reading and our listening. Do we really listen? Do we really understand what the other person is trying to say? Do we go the extra yard or two, or maybe even a mile if we have to try to clarify and understand what someone else is trying to tell us, rather than just a knee-jerk reaction to what they said? Super strict structures, whether it's in politics or religion, it doesn't work very well because rigid structures, like rigid ideas, will break and fall apart. We need to create wiggle room for ourselves and for others. And in that way, we create an atmosphere where we can live in harmony, not perfectly, but at least we can get to understand one another, to really see one another. So today, create some wiggle room for yourself and for others.